Hello and welcome to the Academy for the Soul Discovery Series. I'm Amanda Hopkins and I'm your host as we've been navigating this journey all about cosmic remembrance. I'm so thrilled that each and every one of you is here today. You know, as we come together on these calls, we're really opening up to the greater realms of possibility, light, and magnificence that are available for you. You know, sometimes when we think about cosmic, it can seem like it's somewhere out there or something out there, right, that we have to go out and get or go out and reach out for. But really, we're made from the stars. And so our cosmic memories are housed in ourselves, our DNA, our consciousness. We're activating those memories all throughout the series in these times of sacred communion. Now, as you access these cosmic potentials, they become alive within you. And from that space, it's easier to recognize beautiful solutions and perspectives that unwind and unlock the problems, limitations, overwhelming worries, and other seemingly insurmountable issues that you've been facing. So we're really on this exploratory journey, venturing out into exciting new realms of existence for you in this embodied expression of self. You know, we're awakening to those expansive realms with every call and every speaker as they come on and share their unique brilliance and insight and wisdom and what they've experienced as well, right? They're really here to take your hand and guide you to places that are previously unknown to you, or perhaps they're just simply not yet recalled in this space and time. We're allowing you to really expand into your greater expression of self as we navigate this journey and you open to the cosmic light and support, allowing it to move through you. And so today, to facilitate this deeper opening and awakening, we're featuring a very special guest. Crystal Hughes is going to be sharing about discovering energetic implants and how to effectively remove them so that you can transmit your divine light. So, you know, this is a topic that you're really going to enjoy as you're listening into it, and really just allowing yourself to be open and available to what's being shared, recognizing that how these implants are released, unlocked, and unwound and unbound from your body system, it gives you greater access to that cosmic light. So we wanted to bring this in today so that you can listen into this information and really get that. So let me just share a little bit with you about Crystal. Crystal's a multidimensional visionary, medium, and multisensory energetic intuitive. She's known as the spiritual trainer to the stars, specializing in energetic healing and rapid transformation for celebrities and individuals throughout the world. We're always in awe because Crystal's lightning fast and laser-focused intuitive readings go directly to the core of the issue, and she pinpoints it immediately. Crystal's work is broadened to include connecting with Archangel Metatron and mediating for Metatron's cube to instantly shift a person's consciousness, undoing mental, emotional, and physical limitations, as well as opening up their higher channels of communication. The Academy for the Soul was born through Crystal Hughes as the online school for intuitive art, and it's the platform that allows us to gather here in community today. Crystal's purpose is to channel and shine light into the world and to operate as a conduit of divine truth, working with people as they identify and develop their gifts and step into their purpose work. The Academy for the Soul helps people discover and develop their intuitive gifts and then share those gifts with the world as an offering. So we're going to go ahead and bring on this interview about implants. So we're going to bring that on. We're going to have you listen in to what Crystal has to share about implants as I interviewed her and walk you through that journey. And again, just really open up to how, as Crystal's sharing about these implants, how as they're in the space, you can recognize that they would create that interference to allowing you to open up to the cosmic light, to that cosmic remembrance that wants to awaken within you, and how as they're released, that's really going to allow you to be in that sacred flow.
Oh, what a pleasure it is. I feel the beautiful, loving energy in this space, and I'm tingling all over. So, wow, it really is profound to observe the amount of light that is present here today. And for all of you contributing your light to the space, for all of us to awaken, we really need to get deep into the understandings of who we are. And that's why I'm here. You know, part of my mission in life has been to understand what's behind the obvious, what's going on in the energetic systems of our body and being, and how that's related and connected with our intuition and our capacity to own that intuitive knowing so that we can really live out that greater purpose. So thank you, Amanda, for having me here, and I can't wait to share all about these wild implants that we're having to deal with, especially lately.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I can only imagine how they're showing up right now with all that's going on, and I can't wait to dive in to this discussion about implants because I'm so curious about what you're seeing and what you're perceiving. So Crystal is going to be doing some intuitive readings for us later. And so we'll have you raise your hand for that, for the intuitive readings. Before we get into that, Crystal, you have a really amazing offer that you've put together for everybody. And So as you start to talk to implants, I want you to share what that is and how it is that you're going to help. You talk about these as invisible interferences that are stealing vital life force.
Ooh.
And so I want you to share with us, because that vital life force, that's the juice that helps us feel enlivened and energized and have that health in the body, but also it impacts us in other ways. Can you start to share with us about that and the work that you have available for people, so that they can release those interferences? And so before you go into that, I just want to share with all of you listening, if you want to look at what Crystal has available, you can go to
academyforthesoul.com/crystaloffer7. academyforthesoul.com/, I'm going to spell this for you, CHRISTELOFFER, and the number 7. So again, that's academyforthesoul.com/crystaloffer7.
You can kind of follow along as she's describing what she's seen and what she has available that can support you with these implants. And
yes,
if you're on the webcast, you can just
click
the special offer button. Sorry about that, Crystal. You can just click the special offer button. Crystal, you're excited. Let's do
it. I know. Would you stop talking, please, so I can get on with this? Oh, my goodness. You know, as a channel of light, we don't get to choose always. You know, once we're put in the container, there comes the energy. There it flows. And that's really what you're feeling within me. It's like, okay, there is a lot to share here. And I want everyone to be available and to feel on these different layers, because with the work that I do, I go into the science of things, right? So I'm really researching and going into the back and observing and utilizing my clients as well that come to me and show me things. And so I think that this is an issue for all of us. We have to, again, start to observe what are the energetics behind what's being reflected and going on in the world. And currently it feels like we're getting bombarded, you know, with all kinds of interference in this collective field and, of course, personally. And people have been having real difficulty making simple decisions, getting their mind, the mental body, to even concentrate and be able to focus in on something. So many energies of distraction, and the energies of distraction are one way in which we can be implanted, okay? So this mental and emotional strain has been so challenging. And especially because we have been enrolled by the universe to work in a greater capacity to evolve ourselves, to upgrade our vibration. And that has to be through and through us. Many times what we see is as spiritual beings that are starting to tap into the greater wisdom and the knowledge of spirituality and kind of gobble it up because it is so delicious to learn all about spirituality, we forget about our body. We forget about, oh, we need a physical container that is strong and healthy to support us in doing our spiritual work. So with what we are experiencing as challenge in the collective, internally it feels like thoughts and emotions are being externally imposed upon us, and also that we're kind of looping around. So just to be aware, everyone, that opposing consciousness is actually the cause of these issues, and they project energy onto us, and the projection of those energies in a moment of opposition or even trying to defend self creates implants in your system. So looking at the opposing consciousness within your own body, you can start to clear these implants. So people aren't aware that, you know, they might be reacting unproductively. And that, you know, in these situations and in these scenarios, we actually are being called to go neutral rather than defend ourselves. And that's going to scare some people, Amanda. If I say, you know, someone comes to you and is really passive aggressive and you feel like there's darts coming at you, go neutral, right? They're like, wait, why didn't you say put a shield of light around me? Why didn't you say, you know, throw some magic at them, you know? Like, Yeah, I want to explain this just a little bit more. What I found about implants, I found because I was actually doing a different type of Metatron's Cube session. I was actually doing the soul love illumination session, which is where I look in relationships. I look into the defense mechanisms that have been created in the mental body. And what did I find? When I discovered where the defense mechanisms were, almost every single time, 99, I'm seeing implants. Okay? So I started asking questions, which is one of my specialties when I'm kind of looking in and my curiosity's piqued is, well, why is that implant there? Why are implants showing up around defense mechanisms? And so what I observed is in those moments when that defense mechanism felt like it needed to be created by an aspect, by a persona, that was a moment in which the person went into defensiveness, protection, feeling out of control, and that weakened the body system. And in the weakening moment of the body system, the vibrations of that one that was outside of them creating the moment of intensity would actually allow these implants to be created. Okay? So it's important for us to actually look into that experience of what's happening, that opposing consciousness. And where is opposing consciousness happening on our planet, in our community? So there's a lot of this discord where we want to actually go into a neutral state. And I was just talking to the Academy students the other day about this, because if we go into defensiveness, we match the vibration of the energy coming at us or that's in the environment, which actually attaches it to us. And any attachment goes both ways, right? So we would attach to a moment, a happening, an experience, a situation, and that would then predict our vulnerability. So in those moments, if we can be neutral, if we can be witness observer, actually that is our strength. Because in that moment of neutrality, that's the place where creation occurs. That's the place of possibility. So think about the universe. Think about the allness, the nothingness, the oneness. The nothingness is where all of creation originally exists. It comes out of the nothingness, and a thought form hits it, and then it starts to create, right? So if we're in the neutral zone, if we're in the nothingness, we are in power to create a new reality and outcome, and that is our greatest defense, right? And it's utilizing the magic and the power that we have internally to protect our body, which, of course, let's be real, humanistically, right? We've got this body that most of the time we think is us, okay? So we're not beyond that yet, where we just know all the time. When we are being threatened, when we feel that our aura is being threatened, we get goosebumps. We get a gut feeling, right? And so our body contracts. It will tell us. And so we have to learn and practice to go neutral, to claim the power, to be the witness observer. And that's our greatest defense, to create something new. So there's a lot of energy that is just simply a vibration that we find ourselves, right? We know that there's some unhealthy vibration that is buzzing, that literally is a carrier of a low vibrational, a penetrating energy that is trying to create divisiveness. It's trying to uphold the separation consciousness that originally came in as a way to have some people in a state of power. We're talking not the healthy power, we're talking this hungry power driven by a lower level energy. And so it's important now for us to really understand that we need to keep our body systems clean, clear, our aura filled with light, because we are these dynamic energy light workers and transmitters of the highest vibration of truth. And so one reason that I've seen that even people that have worked with established healers and even established healers that are doing deeper work, the effect of the impact of that healing doesn't last. It's not having the results that you'd want because of the implants. And so this is something that a lot of healers don't quite know about, you know, and if you don't remove and eliminate them permanently, and I mean permanently, that's why we're offering implant removal and elimination workshop. We need to eliminate them permanently. Then your body will be able to actually heal all the way. But if you don't, you're going to have this, and I didn't see it until I went into the defense mechanism. That was the doorway. So if you've got a control mechanism, a protective mechanism, if you have a defense mechanism that you know, right, you've got some crazy controlling person in your life that you've always had to deal with, you're more than likely going to have some kind of defense mechanism against that energy, you know. And you'll have some results with this when you eliminate that, because what's going to happen is you're going to allow yourself to be reconditioned to a natural evolved state. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to ask you, how do you get to neutral? But you started to touch on that already. It's really by that full removal and elimination, completely getting rid of the implants. As you were talking there, Crystal, something that came to mind, when somebody is easily triggered emotionally, you know, like you, somebody engages with you and there's this, like, trigger, this reaction, like, you get so agitated. It's like you can't help yourself.
Right.
Is that something where commonly you see implants are deeply embedded within a person? Is that a common cause for that reaction?
Yes. And, you know, especially for empaths, right? I mean, this current collective consciousness we find ourselves in pulsates a frequency outwardly that isn't particularly designed to raise our vibration, right? So that's what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. People are feeling, again, that bombardment. It's very taxing on us. And when we're striving to feel greater levels of peace and vitality and to really, you know, drink up the sweetness of divinity that we know that's in life, it's in the interconnectedness of all life. You know, we want to establish this connection where we feel that allness, where we have the illumination moments, But we also feel like we don't have a choice. And when we feel like our back is up against the wall, we don't have a choice, we're going to get that agitation. We're going to be irritated. When your back's up against the wall, you want to what? You want to fight. You know, it's a fight my way out. Okay. And so even though we've got the challenges that are here, and we feel the kind of distorting energy waves, we have to really not allow that to annoy us to that place where we are really feeling the constant running of the unconsciousness, but step forward, right? Because implants keep our consciousness at a lower frequency, and they're inside of us, okay? And so it's really, sometimes we're like, oh, I can't really put my finger on it, but it's there. And implants are actually a bundle of pre-programmed photons that are stored in a neural plexus inside of our body. And they're created, as I was saying, as many times by projections. Let's say if it's outside of you, it could be by a projection. It could be by an invasive energy, right? And it impacts that person's behavior, their decisions, and their transmission of light. Now, stick with me here, because we're going to, again, go different layers and layers deeper, right? But follow along here with me, okay? Because as we see this as a bundle of these photons, think of them stored in the neural plexus within our body, but yet we are a transmitter of light in our true nature. Light, as an electrical current, wants to flow through you to transmit that light of truth, right? You are here on this planet to evolve your soul to be a channel of truth, which is light and love. And what we see is that as transmitters, you know, we are here to let the glorious light of divinity rain down upon us, activating our hearts, beaming that light love as the divine, for the divine. And I saw that vision. And so each one of us, you know, you are a transmitter at the DNA level. DNA is a receiver transmitter of sound frequency and light. That's what it is. And these energetic implants, when they attack the neurological system, they cause disease, disharmony, unhappiness. So we don't want anything attacking the neurological system consistently, right? We need a break. We need a breath. We need to gather ourselves and go, ooh, stop everything. Wait a second here. What is going on? What's happening? Because think of it like this energetic virus that impacts your consciousness. And it originates, again, from many sources. So it could be a genealogical thought form issue, if you will, again, with the defense or protective mechanism that's in your ancestral line that suddenly pops up at this moment of time. Why? Because we're being triggered. We're being triggered to clean and clear at the deeper level. Mm-hmm. So think about the current time and think about past times when there's needed to be an experience of, I can't control the situation, but I need to do something, so I'm going to fracture off. I'm going to become something else. I'm going to become animalistic. I'm forced into war. I'm forced into fighting. It's against my true nature, but I have to do this or die, right? Genealogically, we are now saying if we want to change the conditions of the world, during this yuga, this dark time that we're all experiencing in the astrological cycles, we've got to heal all of that. And also, that's part of the karmic energy that we're experiencing. It can also be from terrestrial, extraterrestrial energies. So we are now stepping up, standing up, right, from that beautiful place of neutrality, but in our power, to say no more, and I got to get to work, right? Like, I got to get in there because I want my body healthy, happy, and I want to be a transmitter of light.
Wow. You know, Crystal, as you're talking, there's so much that I could go in and ask you about. But, you know, there's a couple things that really stood out when you're talking about these implants bombarding, like, you know, causing us to be bombarded, like we're bombarded because we've got these implants that are holding a frequency and we're not, you know, that energy is hitting our system, like what that does to the nervous system. There's something in working with the body that I see commonly where so many of us are holding that level, a level of anxiety, a level of tension in the body without realizing it. So when you're holding that and you don't even know you have it, you don't even realize how free you can be to run that light energy through. But that really, I see, is one of the primary base causes for other issues that tend to show up. So that's one thing when you're talking about these implants that creating that condition for that, I was like, wow, you know, that's really telling. That kind of creates the stage and the conditions for other issues to happen in the body. So that's huge. That's a big deal.
Yes. Yes, because it directly impacts at a vibrational level where you're wanting to transmit. And so this gets even better. It gets even better, right? So think about the implants interfering with that transmission that I was talking about, right? So again, you're here to be this full expression of the light, love of divinity. Implants are an energetic plug that inhibits your transmission, but also it scrambles the sound vibration of your soul, right? So they often cause that nonstop underlying, again, it's like this buzzing effect in your body. Some of you are actually going to feel that kind of nonstop buzzing, like you're always turned on and you can't really turn off to relax down. What do you think that does to the systems of your body and the organs of your body, right? You can never really turn off. You can never really relax. And others of you are going to hear the buzzing and literally, like when you try to go to sleep at night, there's that humming buzz that I can't get away from, right? And we know that the beautiful divine mystics, the rishis, the sages, they've always equated consciousness with light. Since the beginning of time, right? The beginning of the universe, enlightenment, right? It's that fundamental universal experience that we have to come to know ourselves. And one of the fascinating things was that a while back, I actually started reading this article, and it was really fascinating because it was talking about how we're moving away from the belief that brain chemistry generates consciousness, right? And that scientists are saying that consciousness could be, right, could be expressed through biophotons in the DNA and most specifically in the brain. So they're calling it the brain's optic communication network. I call it telepathic communication, right? So think about this now. Biophotons are photons that are produced by cells through normal metabolism, particularly in the brain. And they are fundamental particles of light. Okay? So, yay, biophotons, fundamental particles of light. If you have normal metabolism, we don't. That's the issue. And how can we? Because we've got the implants attacking the neural plexus. So it says that it's clear to everyone that the brain uses electrical signals, and this is how messages are sent and received through the body's nervous system. But he says we know that there are also photons present in the brain. Photons are really good for sending signals. Again, telepathic communication. Think of the fiber optic network in the brain. And so the axons in the brain, in this theory, act as the cables that transmit light from one cell to another. And then the sheaths protect the axons, and they help to keep the photons inside. Unfortunately, as the axons conduct light, right, and we're thinking of this in the light of truth, we're thinking of this as accuracy with our intuition, the axons and the neurons of the brain constitute a light communication system. It's important to be healthy in this way. It's important because the implants distort the signal. They cause interference in the light communication network within a person, right? So that impacts the telepathic communication. So when we look at this, when you want to be telepathic in your natural environment, human to human, human to angel, human to light being, human to divine infinite intelligence, which is that pure energy, it messes it up for you. It distorts it. So it's messing with our communication network, messes with our states of consciousness, impacting our view of ourself and the intimacy with the divine. We start to doubt ourselves, our capacity. So the main reason for those implants being there is to not allow us to get all of our messages from our higher self. So then what occurs? Then what occurs? We get into these double binds. We get into confusion. We distrust ourselves. We get into conflict. We get twisted in circumstances, hooked in, and we don't remember who we are. And we get fragmented. So this can come up as, you know, a neurological disorder. We lose our memory. Our mental acuity is now scrambled. So it's like we've got brain debris, right? But really the reality is that the issue with the cognitive the disorders is something that we all fear. We don't want to go into those experiences. But what we've seen with statistics is by age 65, sadly, 1 in 9 Americans, we're just speaking of America here, this was this study, will suffer from severe cognitive decline. By age 85, 1 in 3 will. So we really have to take this and as us, look at what's going on in the world, what's happening in our bodies, in our beings, energetically. As we shift energetically in our body being, we are now contributing this, the shift in consciousness in the, for the greater good.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's in doing the own clearing and cleansing and releasing of these implants and restoring. It really is that sacred light connection, that divine light that you're talking about, that sacred communication network within the body. It's actually then you become that contribution to collective consciousness, to the world, to the collective grid that we're all plugged into. I mean, it's such a beautiful way to recognize the interconnection, but it's also important to recognize that when these implants are in place, we can't really fully connect in and be that offering. I mean, I think it's really clear these implants affect us so much. I mean, so many layers and levels. It's physical, mental, emotional, spiritually, in our communication with our guides and our higher selves. I mean, it's very clear, Crystal, to me that we don't want these hanging out. So can you share with us, you have this workshop to help remove the implants. Can you share a little bit more about the workshop? And in that, kind of give us a sense of what happens when these implants are removed and the role that Metatron's Cube, I know you mentioned working with Metatron's Cube, the role that Metatron's Cube plays in supporting the process of releasing and removing these implants.
Yeah, you know, this is a time for us again to gather as a collective force of nature, but from that place of neutrality and also receptivity to be in a place. So with Metatron's Cube, you know, what we find, because, you know, Metatron's Cube just literally like spun into my life, you know, doing that virtual vision quest, and here Metatron's Cube comes to really show me how we can make a difference and do it fairly quickly. But our body cells reflect that conditioned distortion. Our body cells are going to reflect the conditioned distortion. And we want to change. We want to change what's happening, because if we've got this conditioned identity and we don't see ourselves clearly, because what happens when we create a defense mechanism, we fracture off, right? We fracture off from our own divinity and we go, ooh, I've got to become defensive right now. I am the defensive one, right? Or, ooh, I've got to become a protector right now. Okay, I'm the protector. We're not saying, wow, I'm a whole divine being of love and light. What's for the highest good for me to do right now, you know? It's like literally our mind takes us captive, and we just spin out, and we spin into these personas. And what Archangel Metatron does is goes to that pain and suffering that was originally created, that we've been working on releasing, right? And supports us in taking out very strategically, and I always use the word stealthy with Metatron's cube, to be stealthy, because it literally is a combination of sacred geometric shapes that the universe chose to utilize to bring things into creation from that neutral place. And so just Metatron's cube said to me that just as I can be used by the divine to create, I can be used by the divine to discreate, which means the patterns, the defense mechanisms, the implants, those can literally be cleared with Metatron's cube and going in. So Archangel Metatron's cube is going to activate the prana center, which will activate your life force systems and charge your magnetic energy. It's like spark your heart, right? It's like, boom, come online again. Get back online. And it helps with your glandular balance. It helps your emotions to be directed in a healthy way. We're talking about easily going in and working with the thyroid, the parathyroid, the pineal, the pituitary, the adrenals. It also works with the fundamental throat area around your communication, because remember, cellular level implants distort communication. We become something other than we are when we're implanted. And we now want to bring Metatron's cube to clear that up. So again, we don't have an automatic response to have to defend, right? But we can clearly communicate our needs. So we're going deep in this, and we're going in and we're observing where the implants are and how. If an implant is in a specific area of the body, what does that mean? There is a meaning behind it, right? Because we can say, oh, well, we created a defense mechanism, or we were a victim, if you will, a vulnerable victim in a moment where someone projected something onto us, literally like envy or jealousy, and it is attacking energy. And so the specific areas of the body have a meaning for why is the implant there. So during this time that we're going to have together, I'm going to be teaching you what it means. So if you have a specific area of the body, and even today, if you want to ask me a question, because you've got pain in a certain part of your body, or you know that the meridians are blocked there energetically, if you're having an emotional issue and you can feel it in one of the chakras, there's a meaning behind that, and I'm going to do some readings today. But in the workshop, we're going to have you learn all about this, right? Learn about the implants, and then we're going to go deep within. We're going to work with Archangel Metatron. And as you can see, we're going to do quite a lot. We're going to work with the aura. We're going to work with the brain, because, again, we've got to work with the neural nets. We've got to work deep within the neurological system. We need to focus on cellular memory and recondition that. The DNA, RNA, genetic codes. Of course, the nadis, because, again, we're going into these 72,000 nadis, these vibrational energy points, right? We really have to start working in. I mean, I have done so much clearing. Because there's soul fragmentation that happens. And what we start to see is when someone fractures off, they start to identify with themselves in a different way, right? So if I have to deal with someone who's passive aggressive, who do I become to have to deal with that person that's chronically passive aggressive, right? And so all of a sudden, I start to communicate to myself in a different way, and I start to respond to my own energy in a different way. It's like if you've ever felt like a cold coming on, right? don't you shift your mental abilities? Like, suddenly you start worrying about getting sick, right? It's like, oh, no, I'm going to get sick. Oh, I don't want to get sick. Okay, well, what do I need to do, right? You literally drop your vibration as soon as you start to interact with that, the symptoms of the cold, right? And suddenly you become someone else to yourself in that moment. You were just kind of bebopping along before, right? But now that something, a happening has occurred, you now self-identify in a different way for a period of time. But the reality is when we shift our mental capacity for strength, for confidence, for courage, this is what we've been guided to do by Divine Mother, right? Shift that confidence level within your being, and that's going to help you take a strong stand against whatever is occurring in the environment. But if we allow ourselves to feed on the fear that that person is passive aggressive, wants to instill in us, well, then our vibration has lowered, okay? So I've been able to see that certain issues have a connection with the amount and the number of implants that are there. But holographically looking in, I can see the location where the blockage is related to these 72,000 nadis and the channels in the body, because, again, we're running the electric current of vitality through those meridians. So we have to really take a look at it. You know, I had a client, Amanda, that had rashes on her hands. And as I was reading her, I was like, oh, you've got way too much heat in your body. And I didn't know. You know, it's like, okay, she had all this heat in her body. And as Metatron's cube started going in, we started seeing the capacity for Metatron's cube to divide into these multiple cubes, start to move through the bloodstream. And we started clearing the heat out of her blood. No. And so we were working directly with the hand chakras, and that started helping her heal. It shifted her. It also shifted her mentality. But now her neurology actually supported. You see, when you take out the implants, and when you start to get your body back online, it knows how to heal. It starts to actually do the healing that it's capable of doing. So, you know, that's why we've got to get them. So we go deep into working on the genetic archives, the imprints, the memories, the holograms. We go into the past life, and we work there, starting to shift that timeline. Again, we go into observing the light body and how the light body is not able to grow and build out. One of the things that I had within my own body, just as an example, was that I started gaining weight. I started gaining weight. It was like I just became really plump. You know, I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm just plumping up. Like, what is going on here? And then I was laying on the couch one night, and it came to me that it was my gallbladder. My poor gallbladder had an implant, like a plug in the gallbladder. So it could not work, could not function, right? So with that Metatron's cube, right into the gallbladder, lighting it up. And I could witness all of the work there. And the implants, unfortunately, have this husk around them, okay? So this husk, and what happens is, again, the body has to try to protect itself against the intrusion and the invasion of the implant, right? And so what we look at is there's a seed that's planted. At the moment that the implant kind of grows, there's a seed that's planted of unconsciousness, if you will, right? A seed is planted, the husk starts to grow because the body starts to go, uh-oh, we know this seed is going to grow into being an implant, and we've got to protect ourselves from this seeping into the rest of the body. So to the best that it can, the body starts to create this. So when we go into this workshop, we are getting the seed. We've got to clear the husk. We've got to get down to the seed. We've got to uproot it. And I had a confirmation that this is what goes on. because someone that is in my family actually at a very young age had breast implants, okay? And so, of course, at 21, very naive, and, you know, the doctor was, or surgeon was saying, oh, it's healthy, it's, you know, fine, da-da-da, whatever. Okay, well, she had an epiphany recently. And the epiphany was, I got to get these the heck out of my body. Like, get them the hell out of my body, right? Take these out. When she went to have surgery to remove the implants, guess what was around them that the body had created so that those implants couldn't impact, or trying to help the body to not be impacted by the leaking of those breast implants? Scar tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Tons and tons of scar tissue. That's the husk.
Mm-hmm.
When she told me about it, it blew my mind. I was like, this is exactly what I'm talking about, people. You know, like, OMG. So once we get you cleared, once we get you back online, what we're going to do is we're going to start to bring the energies from the sun and from the moon. We're bringing the vital solar energies and these beautiful magic and magnetic lunar energies. We're going to heal the systems, harmonizing the systems, the meridians, the cells, the molecules, helping you to literally start to bring the higher vibrational energy waves. But think of those solar energies that really activate the vital life force within our cells. Each of the cells are like little suns in themselves. We need to bring golden light energy into the cells every single day, but we also need the lunar energies, because the lunar energies help us to move through our own cycles, right? They support us with the reflection back to us. And when we see the reflection accurately of what the universe is wanting to show us, we can then easily accept it, heal it, work with it, and move through the cycles and evolve. So this is part of our ascension. And again, we become that beautiful beaming light love transmitter. We're the lighthouse. We're expressing our divinity. You see? So that's what we're going to be doing. And we're doing it again as a force of nature, because we're doing it in the collective. Doesn't matter if you're on that call live or if you actually are going to listen to it. It literally is set inside a beautiful golden grid container, and it is infused with the energy. So when you call on Metatron's Cube, I've got it set up where literally it's happening in real time for you. Okay? So that's what we've created. That's what we want to support you with. Healing efficiency of the body when we remove them. Your body can self-heal at a rapid rate and allow you to reduce any pain, emotional distress, crazy cluttered thoughts, loss of memory, you know, all of these types of things, and especially any kind of addictions that you've been trapped into, situation in which you, again, had to feel like you had to defend yourself, any chronic types of conditions, this is going to be supportive. And then your essential nature is going to be drawn out of you to be lighter, to feel lighter, to be more radiant, right? And to also get you online. So again, the telepathic communication can be there without interference, without overwhelm. Direct communication with your guides, your higher self, the nature beings, the light beings, you know, the brothers and sisters in the star systems, you know, all of those beings that are now engaging with us in a more deeply connected way, because we're all on a collective mission.
Wow. I'm watching the light. I'm watching the energy shift in this field as you're bringing forward different pieces of this. And, you know, like when you talk about the implants, I'm seeing kind of like the ugh energy coming in, right? And it's like, oh, my goodness, like I don't want to have these in. But the beautiful thing about you bringing this forward is that you're offering such a beautiful, powerful space. I mean, Metatron's Cube, you know, I've received the support of Metatron's Cube for you, so I personally know the power of what can mm-hmm. happen in that deep transformation. But also I'm seeing the energy come into the field, as you even mentioned, that a transcube, and just watching and looking at hearts kind of opening. It's so beautiful. You have such a great solution for really going in and deeply releasing these interferences. And I can tell you from my work with the body, all of you listening, I can really confirm what Crystal's sharing here. You know, it's magic when these interferences that are occurring energetically are released. I mean, you know, people just report the most amazing results physically. And to me, it's so mind-blowing to really witness that energetic connection, but it's so very real. And so to be able to identify these, and this brings up a question that somebody was asking in the Q&A box, Crystal, so I wanted to get some clarity around this from you.
Mm-hmm.
In the workshop, is it just one implant? Is it multiple implants? How does it work? You know, does somebody, you know, I'm feeling that people might have more than one. And so somebody was asking, so I just wanted to get some clarity. If somebody has more than one implant, can they mm-hmm. use the workshop to clear them all?
Everything I listed there, I'm not kidding. Like, this is where we're going. See, look at the page. Look under deep clearing. And see all those bullet points there. We're clearing implants out of every area there. And so that's a logical question, but it's a humanistic question, right? Because, you know, our mind does want to know. Our mind is inquisitive. It wants to know, right? It's practical. It's like, okay, am I just clearing one implant or is there more? That's a good question for the human. But what we're doing is we're actually going into a world of Metatron's cube. Now, Archangel Metatron is the archangel of the future, right? So the power of you already being the enlightened self is available when we welcome Metatron into the space. And so we are stepping into what we would call a different realm, a higher dimension, if you will. Metatron's cube has the capacity to divide off. I'm talking about tens of thousands of implants being cleared in your body at one time in 2 hours. You see? So when we start to see, you know, arthritis might have 22 implants just directly linked to it, right? So each issue has a certain number of implants, but if we go into some kind of genealogical issue, let's say that there's a history in your family where your family was annihilated, right? They, you know, got taken by surprise and the village was burned, right? What was occurring in that moment? Who did each one of you have to become? And if you're still holding the energy of that moment in time, of the fear that was instilled by the government into you, or, you know, that there was going to be an invasion, how many implants were you holding, right? So the genealogy now is starting to increase that, where it's not just in the hundreds, it could be in the thousands, because it's multiple lines. So we've got past life timelines, we've got genealogical ancestral timelines on your mother's and your father's side. You are a multidimensional being that has held a lot of energy and information, which we call patterns, old paradigms, blockages, karmic tags, in your auric field. And so what we're doing now is we have the spiritual know-how, if you will, the energetic software, right? We're upgrading. And so we can go in with Metatron's cube and we can clear tens of thousands of implants at a time. No kidding. So you have to be soft, you have to be light, because you'll have to recondition and assimilate. But what I've seen with Metatron's cube, and I always joke about this, but there's no energetic hangover in using Metatron's mm-hmm. cube, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't try to wrap your head around it, you know, because if you try to wrap your head around it, then what's going to happen is your human self will talk you out of it. Really expand right now. Really expand right now and really allow yourself to think outside of our little humanistic box that we've been put in. You know, break out of the box, open, and trust. Whoa, you know, what's occurring, because I can see that happening when I'm working with a client. And also, I know, Amanda, as a clairvoyant, you can also see how you clear one thing, and it's like a domino effect. All of the energies are on board to be released. Why? Because your body wants release. Your body is like, it's this intelligent being that is saying, I want relief. And so, of course, it's going to gather all its strength, all its capacity to be on board with the deeper clearing that we're going to be doing. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And I think what's so beautiful, it's like you mentioned, the more open and available to that, the more that can come up and out and just release and flow out. And it's like if you're going, okay, I'm available, I'm ready, and just kind of let that guard down and let it release, there's even deeper clearing that can happen. And it just, like you said, there's so many layers and levels. I'm just seeing how deep this is going to go. So, wow, so extraordinary. And the beautiful thing is, Crystal, not only is there this amazing workshop, it's something that people can go back to if they want to do another clearing. So, you know, we are in a physical environment that impacts us, and there are things that can be triggered. And sometimes we're not ready to let everything go. We'll kind of cling on. So is that something where if people have their defenses up, Metatron's Cube can help release in that moment? And then that way when they have other things, you know, when the deeper layers start to come up way down the line, maybe they can come back and revisit the workshop?
Sure. You know, there's these people that you know that are like the nonstop talkers, right? It's just like it's all about them, the narcissist. What do you think that does when you come into contact with them? You know, it's like at some point your being like just wants to say, shut up. You know, it's not all about you. We've got things to do, you know. I mean, it's like those type of experiences are our real life experiences where we have the person that's the drama queen. It's just like, you know, it's like we just want to go to work and do our job, but then we've got drama queen over here. She's talking about this and talking about that and gossiping about this and gossiping about that. Those are the lower level vibrations, that kind of narcissistic drama queen, or the person that's just, you know, chronically talking about, you know, how they're down and out. And, you know, when someone is in the space of someone that's doing that, and it's not just, I'm not talking about a conversation where someone says, yeah, man, I've hit hard times. I'm talking about those people that you know that suck all the energy out of the space. Your body immediately tries to defend, right? But the reality is that once we shift this, what's going to happen is we're going to start to train the body to go in and bring up harmony. So no matter if there's disharmonious energies that would, you know, try to get you anxious or get you frustrated or maybe even angry, you know, or trigger you into doubt and worry, we're shifting that at the highest level. And we're allowing Metatron's Cube to help turn the energy passageways into channels that can now truly flow prana. So the prana from the solar and lunar energies that's coming through feed your body. So your body feeds off of that. And we make sure that that energy moves through the body because we're working with the meridians and that it's creating the intelligent form of that infinite light. When the body is out of balance, instead of getting radiance and aliveness, you're getting irritability, right? You're getting agitated because the prana is out of balance. Yes, it's going to reveal itself in some way. So what we want is we want to accelerate this spiritual divinity in our being instead of accelerating insecurity of anxiety, worry, doubt. So when you remove the implants, you start to shift on the emotional level. And now, because there's a different environment, you don't react in the same way. You don't take emotional energies on from others. You don't let your emotions linger or fester because there's no vibrational implant matching it. So what we need to do is make sure we're creating that intelligent form of energy in your body. The defense mechanisms have dropped down. You're getting that heightened expression of the divine elements that are here. And when the prana is centered in the body, which is basically what we're working on, centering the prana in the body, the physiology begins to work for you. It begins to work well. It becomes a factor because it's activating your body to stay in the center. When you are on guard, let me give you this. When a person is on guard, if you are on guard, guess what happens? Your prana moves to the periphery of your aura. Suddenly, it leaves the center where it should be at home, and it goes, oh, I've got to go to battle at the boundaries, right? So it leaves its post, and it jets out to the edges of the aura, right? And so the implants then break through and go into the center, right? So we have to look at that. We have to say, okay, if we clear the implants, we're literally reinforcing the periphery with light, but we're actually staying at home. We're staying at home, right? We're in the home of our heart. When your attention is balanced, it's set in the nervous system as being conscientious, calm, collected, aware, and available.
That's powerful. One of the things that I hear so often from people right now, especially with so much going on, is how tired they are, fatigued, exhausted. When the energy is all out at the outer edges of the boundaries in battle, and there's no energy in the center at home, like you said, of course, your body's going to be tired. This is huge. Crystal, not only do you have this powerful workshop, but you have a beautiful bonus.
Okay.
Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. The Ribbons of Infinite Abundance Activation. So we're using Metatron's Cube again, and this is what I was saying. This is talking about the reinforcement of your ability to actually receive the solar energy and the lunar energy and how those can come down as beautiful ribbons of infinite abundance and literally merge in the body and start to saturate the body mind with a new conditioning, right? The conditioning of I am an abundant being of the divine. It starts to allow your channels in the body, the intuitive channels to awaken, to be at a receptive state at all times without being fatigued, right? So many times what happens is, you know, our body mind is used to being in a heightened state of awareness because we're on the lookout for what evil is coming our way. Like, you know, what's going to attack us or what's in our space or what kind of entities are coming or, you know, again, just, okay, there she is, the drama queen walking this way. What do I do? You know, but what I'm doing now with this is I'm infusing and starting to literally recondition the body being so the cells can hold the energy consistently. The meridians are now feeling the flow of light and life force in them. So they can stay in the on position without your body getting blown out or fatigued. You become more magnetic. So the dance of the sun and the moon within your body and starting to have the systems cooperate with each other, communicate with each other, the energy starts to illuminate you in a way that becomes natural, that becomes known, that becomes your grounded state of being. So this is strengthening of your being as well, but also, again, in all areas of your life, how can you really be more abundant? What does prosperity look like and show up as? Well, the implants in your body up to now haven't been really allowing you to recognize them. So things might come in and not stay in your aura, or things might shoot right past you, or you might not have the energy to say yes to something that's even really good for you. So this is really supporting you on all those levels where you can really say yes, receive, take the right action steps, and be in alignment with the divine.
Yeah, I really love, I just kind of want to reinforce what you said, you know, and really consider, you know, if you're listening in here to what Crystal's sharing, because it's so, I mean, there's so much that's so powerful. I'm over here inside going, amen, you know, like, yes. But when you're talking about not saying yes because not feeling like you have the energy to do it, that's mm-hmm. a big thing. I hear that very often. And it's like, what opportunities are available that you can't act on because of these implants interfering and not that energy not being there? So I think that's something to really kind of be honest with yourself about, really be real, let yourself know that so that you can move through it, right? It's just let yourself know mm-hmm. so you can move through it and be free. And so that's such a beautiful bonus and such a great supplement and also a great demonstration of how, you know, our health when we think of health, we often think of the physical body, but our health is our physical body, but it's so much more. Our physical body is not just this physical entity. Like you said, we are not solely our bodies. Mm-hmm. We are this consciousness, and our body is a reflection of that consciousness. And I think you've demonstrated that through what you've explained so beautifully and so detailed here. You know, it's really like when you're describing, we can really get that visual.
So now feels like a really good time to go ahead and do the reading.
So for everyone listening in, Crystal, I just want to share the question. The question to ask Crystal is, where is the number one implant in my body or aura that's interfering with my flow of life force? What is the number one implant in my body or aura interfering with my flow of life force? Let's take a caller.
Sure.
Going to...
Hello?
DC. Sorry.
Where'd you go?
The last four digits are 2860. 2860, going to
Hi.
British Columbia.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Hi.
Sure.
What is the number one implant in my body and or aura that is affecting my life flow?
Okay. So I'm just, what is your name again?
Sorry, Sherry.
Sherry, I'm just going to connect with your higher self right now. And what I'm doing is I'm scanning the body, and yours is actually in the front sacral chakra, right? And one of the things is that this implant is an implant of hardship. Like there has to be some kind of hardship that you have to either overcome or some kind of challenge that you have to overcome. This is a genealogical implant of hardship. So think of it kind of like you're tagged when you incarnate to have this, okay? Now let's see how many generations ago we're looking at. Mother's side, and we're going 16 generations on mom's side, okay?
Wow. Wow, thank you. Yeah, it makes sense.
Well,
this
we got
is
everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah,
thank you,
and this
Sherry.
Is so, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for that. Let's take some questions from the Q&A box, and we'll come back to the live callers. Nadia from Tora says, where is the number one implant in my body or aura that's interfering with my flow of life force?
Mm-hmm.
That's Nadia.
So we're looking at the back heart, and the implant that's in there is one of betrayal, heartbreak, also... interacting with people that actually have suppressed anger issues, okay? Now, what I'm seeing in that area is about 62 implants all around the back. So when we look at that back, we have to go in. This is including the back muscles, the shoulders, right? So that's what we want to clear. Let's see when it was created. Okay, so this is actually stemming from a relationship in a past life. And we're going to 21 past lives ago. 21 past lives ago.
Okay, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yvonne from Ontario. It says, where is the number one implant in my body or aura that's interfering with my life flow of life force?
This is in the solar plexus chakra. So we're looking at the third chakra. What I'm actually seeing is I'm seeing two implants side by side. And what this is doing is this is an implant of generating fear. This is more of like the fear that is discounting your own power, discounting, and it's also impacting your masculine consistency. So sometimes you'll feel like you've got the energy, you've got the strength, you can do it, but then suddenly it's like, where did that go? You know, that consistency is not there. So this is what we're looking at. Let's see, before, during, or after birth. So, yeah, we're going before birth. We're going 89 past lives ago. And I also see this in the genealogical line on father's side, only two past lives ago, okay? So the tag is about the fear and the fear to actually use your own will and your power and your abilities to manifest, create, and be consistent in that creation.
Mm. Yeah, that consistency is so important. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Karen from King of Prussia wants to know, where is the number one implant in my body or aura that's interfering with my flow of life?
That's in the ear chakra. So we're looking at the ear chakra, which is also the clairaudient channel, but what I see is some manipulation energy there. So you've got people that you'd come upon that are more manipulative, that would make promises but not keep those promises, right? That's the kind of energy that we're seeing here, and that is from your mom's side, so genealogical, and we're going six generations on mom's side.
Okay, thank you. Alicia from Sturbridge says, I just love this call. Hi, Crystal. Where is the number one implant in my body or aura that's interfering with my flow of life force?
Yeah, so let's take a look here. Looking in, we're going into the head, the brain, right? What I'm seeing is more of like an extraterrestrial type of implant that we're looking at. But it's one main implant, and then it's got like five little mini implants around it, okay? And so one of the things that this is a tag for is confusion, right? It's trying to distort, again, the ability to the signals and your ability to channel, okay? Now, this is an old one. It's kind of, think of it almost like a curse that was put upon you, all right? It was before lifetimes on planet Earth. This is more like on a parallel life, in a different type of experience when you actually lived in a star system. So let's just see here how many parallels we're looking at there. So this is living on the fourth parallel, okay? The fourth parallel. So that's okay. When you come to the call to do, you know, in the workshop, you just say, okay, I'm clearing this on that parallel, okay? So that's how you would bring the attention of Metatron's Cube to know exactly where to go to shift it.
Beautiful. Thank you. So if somebody, Crystal, doesn't know exactly where the implants are, they don't have to know that to clear the implants as long as they have their intention?
Huh. It's kind of like... your being wants you to come into awareness, right? So this is a practice of awareness, okay? So every time we've got some kind of karmic tag, we've got some kind of issue that we're dealing with our own behavior, the universe uses that as a way to get a lesson to you, right? As a way to overcome something. Now, the beauty of this is that what I'm reading is like this number one implant. That gives you kind of the open door, right? You're working with the divine. You're saying, okay, I'm bringing this information. And what happens is that allows Metatron's Cube to move in. It gives you the reason to start working, but it also tells the universe, I am bringing my conscious awareness to this as much as I possibly can so that that I'm going to take away my lesson, right? So I just want to make that clear. The more that you can actually be available and aware and in touch with your own body through your telepathy, through your sensory abilities like your clair, through your intuition, you're actually going to gain the most. You're going to gain the most because when we do the workshop, you're going to be able to feel like, ooh, maybe you don't know exactly what it's related to, but you know, oh my God, it's in my lower back. Right? I feel it in my lower back. And bringing your attention and awareness to it, you match the divine, which helps you to gain your lesson, if you will, to gain your blessing, and to almost like, boom, I'm done with that lesson. Thank you very much. Right? Moving on. Okay? So obviously when we're clearing thousands, you're not going to consciously know where each one of those are, but your level of availability, and if you can hone in and focus to the best of your knowledge in that moment, while we're in that container, it's going to really support the shifting in a major way for you.
Great distinction. Thank you for that explanation. I'm being called to take one more caller. So this is a web call from Steel Rock. Unmuting you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Sri Kripa. This is Dia.
Oh, hi. How are you, honey? Oh, my gosh. It's been so long.
Oh, my gosh. I am in so – this is just complete divine intervention that I was – drawn to be on this call today. I can't even begin to explain. I am in such need of this right now, and everything you said just resonated straight to my heart. Just it's spot on with what's happening.
Is there a specific area that you want me to look into?
I just want you to let me know where the number one implant is.
Mm-hmm.
In my body.
Okay. Yeah. One of the things that we're looking at is going deep into the liver. So the liver is looking at me with sad eyes. It's almost like you have had people in your life that haven't shown up for you. And so the liver doesn't feel supported. It hasn't felt supported in certain times of your life. Also, one of the things that we're looking at is in the muscles that are around the temples, that might cause stress or tension or overthinking, that kind of experience where there's tightness or there's urgency or you're feeling like you can't do enough, right? So there's two main ones. So that liver one, let's just check to see here when that was created. So that is a past life experience that we're looking at 13 past lives ago, okay? And that, again, is not feeling supported, not having the support there. All right. And then also we're looking at the temples and we're seeing the tightness and wrapped around the head and the implants there. Think of it as a basket weave. And then the implants are kind of shoved into the basket weave. So I want you to remember that and write that down. If you decide to do the workshop, I want you to visualize them being pulled out like little bullets that are in the basket weave. But when was that created? So that was actually in the womb. And let's see how many weeks or months in the womb. So we're looking at 6 weeks in the womb when that one was created.
Wow. That really resonates, and I'll speak to you at some other time about that. But.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You,
Thank you.
Hear your voice.
You too.
Oh, so beautiful. Love those divine connections. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Crystal, this has been so amazing. And I think one of the things that stands out so prominently for me is that this really feels like an opportunity. It's an opportunity to say, yes, you know, I really am going to claim the truth of my being. I'm going to claim the truth of my divine light moving through my body, and I'm going to release these interferences that don't allow that. You know, it's that opportunity to really step into a greater space of not only health and wellness, but also really claiming that self-worth, that value, really coming into recognition of how special mm-hmm. and beautiful you really are as a being, and releasing the interferences to that so you can really step into that. And there's just so much that you demonstrated here that releasing these interferences, these implants, is going to do in terms of being beneficial. And I know that it goes way beyond anything that we can even fully conceive of. You know, there's benefits and ripples beyond what even we can bring forward and even know. And so, I mean, I'm just so appreciative of you bringing this information forward. Okay. Crystal, are there any last thoughts that you want to bring forward before we leave the call here today?
I think for me, it's really just about having everyone concentrate in this moment, you know, to be available. There's so many distractions going on in the world. There's so many discordant energies that can throw you off your path. And I think if we can just bring ourselves back into the heart right now, back into the center point, and really stay connected and really listen in a deeper way beyond these kind of misidentities, how we've labeled ourselves, even who we have been in the past for people, even if we're doing good works, you know, what's beyond that and what's underlying that? Who can we become as this divine light love transmitter, a radiant lighthouse? Because when we get out of just the tasks of what we think we have to do, something happens internally, and that we know that in our beingness, we're available to be that channel, and we can make a greater impact. We can make a greater impression in the world. And so it's almost in the simplicity of our beingness that we do that, right? And so I wish for everyone to know, kind of come back to center, focus and concentrate on your beingness, and to allow yourself to be receptive to that dynamic light that is activating the sound wave that is the song of your soul, that literally can make a unique impression on the world and make a difference. So that's what I wish for you and you, Amanda, all of you in our community, on our call. And my promise really is just to continue to be available, to observe what's going on behind the scenes, to bring that information to you all so that we as a collective are collaborating in this greater calling forth of divine consciousness that will really make an impact and a difference in the way that we view ourselves, our planet, and moving forward, how we are going to treat each other and treat our planet. It's so profoundly needed right now. So, yes, that is my commitment to all of you, and I welcome you into the sacred space, into the sacred container, and I'll see you hopefully on that call.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, as you're saying that, you know, we all know when we feel better, we treat others better. You know, we interact with our environment better. It's just, you know, when we're in pain, it doesn't feel good in any sort of pain, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. And so it's such a beautiful invitation to really step forward, to be in that space of awareness, and to continue to learn and grow and expand and really be dedicated in that journey. So thank you for creating that vision for us to step into. And I love the collaboration idea of it, but coming together, allowing us to lift one another up in that beautiful space, you know, not having to go it alone. That's the beauty of this community that you have created for us, Crystal, and the beauty of the community, you know, the spiritual community, where we can come together in that beautiful intention. So, Crystal, I can't thank you enough for your time here, for all the information that you've brought forth, for the opportunity to go deeper and really create that resonance, you know, being one of the things that we've really been talking about as an intention, coming into that space of vibration with that soul tone, that soul resonance that really is your unique expression to bring forward into the world. And when that happens, the body becomes free, the body becomes healthy, and the body becomes vibrant, vital, and radiant. So such a beautiful offering to really step into that vision, to realize that intention as your reality. So take the action, you know, let yourself receive that gift. All of you listening here, thank you so, so, so much for your time, your attention, your presence, your dedication, your devotion to really moving into that space of vibrancy within so that you can shine your light and be that gift and offering in the world. Thank you from my heart for being here and for being a part of this event where we're really going deep into that receptivity. So I know that takes courage. I know it takes a level of really stepping in. And so I'm honoring for you for that. I'm grateful to all of you for that. And I appreciate you. So thank you so much. So much love and many, many blessings from my heart to yours. Take care.
Blessings.